This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 12th, the best yet to come. Our reading comes from Exodus 37, 1 and 2, 10 and 11, and 17 through 28. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, both inside and out, and made a gold molding around it. They made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Then they overlaid it with pure gold, and made a gold molding around it. They made the lampstand of pure gold. They hammered out its base and shaft, and made its flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms of one piece with them. 6 branches extended from the sides of the lampstand, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms were on one branch, 3 on the next branch, and the same for all 6 branches extending from the lampstand. And on the lampstand were 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms. 1 bud was under the first pair of branches extending from the lampstand, 2nd bud under the 2nd pair, and 3rd bud under the 3rd pair, 6 branches in all. The buds and the branches were all of one piece with the lampstand, hammered out of pure gold. They made its 7 lamps, as well as its wick trimmers and trays, of pure gold. They made the lampstand and all its accessories from 1 talent of pure gold. They made the altar of incense out of acacia wood. It was square, 1 cubit long and 1 cubit wide and 2 cubits high, its horns of one piece with it. They overlaid the top and all the sides and the horns with pure gold, and made a gold molding around it. They made 2 gold rings below the molding, 2 on each of the opposite sides, to hold the poles used to carry it. They made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. My grandmother had a special ring that I loved to look at. It had 7 colored gemstones in a long row. To me, they seemed mismatched until I learned that each stone stood for the month in which one of her children was born. In a way, the temple furnishings described in Exodus may seem similar to that piece of jewelry. Each item was different, having a unique shape and purpose. Most of the pieces were made of acacia wood, probably one of the few types of wood available to the Israelites in the desert as they crafted furnishings for use in the worship of God. Acacia wood was excellent for this purpose because it was very hard and long-lasting. Insects would not eat it, and it would not easily rot or decay. And once it was shaped, the wood was overlaid with pure gold. Then there was the lampstand, made of solid gold. It may seem rather ornate and random in its design, but with its 6 branches and its cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, the lampstand resembled an almond tree as it gave light in the darkness. In those ancient times, and in some places still today, almond trees were a symbol of renewal and hope because they were the first to flower after the months of winter. So together, the temple furnishings spoke a message of enduring hope and new life with God, indicating not only that God is faithful and reliable, but also that with Him, the best is yet to come. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for giving us new life now and for the bright hope of eternity in the life to come. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.